Let's review. The Mishnah Daf test listed many details regarding liability for damages, including v'hanasha mechal hanezik. Women are also liable for damages caused by their possessions. The Gemara brings three sources for this halacha and explains why we need all three. The pasuk says regarding carbon ashem, ish o ishri ki yasu mikol chatas ha'adam, hish v'hakasav ish l'ish l'chal ein shabbat Torah, equating men and women. However, we might argue that this is so only regarding punishments, because chas rachman aleha ki hechad etahav l'kapar, the Torah affords her the opportunity to attain forgiveness. The pasuk says regarding dinin, ve'elah ha'mishpatim ha'sher tasim lefneihem, hashish v'hakasav ish l'ish l'chal dinin shabbat Torah, equating men and women. Here too, we might argue that this is only true regarding monetary matters, because kihechad etahavu l'chiyusa, the Torah affords her to support herself, because otherwise, havaparshi tagri mina, merchants would be unwilling to deal with her. The pasuk says regarding the death penalty, v'hemis isha isha, hish v'hakasav isha l'ish l'chal misa shabbat Torah, as Tesis explains, shachayovin aleihem misa oikayfer kamay ala'ish, one is equally liable for taking the life of a man or a woman. However, we might argue, Mishum de'ika ibn neshama, the severity of a loss of life warrants equal justice. Therefore, at Tzricha, we require all three sources to infer a general principle. The Mishnah concludes, V'hanizig v'hamazig b'tashlumen. The victim also contributes to the reparation process. To explain this halacha, the Gemara cites a machlokes regarding the half payment of Ishar Tam. Palga nizka, rapapa ama memoina, chatzin nezik is considered compensation. And Rav Huna b'Reid of Yeshua ama knasa, chatzin nezik is an imposed penalty. The Gemara explains, rapapa ama memoina because stam shvarim, lav b'chesker shimakayman, ubedin hu debay lishlumikule. It's not unusual for an ox to cause damage, and so he should be fully liable for not properly guarding it. Nevertheless, Rachmanahu dechasaleha da'akati la'ayai ture. The Torah had pity and reduced his payment since it was not an established pattern of behavior of his ox. Rav Huna b'Reid of Yeshua amar knasa, because stam shvarim b'cheske shimer kaimi, ubedinu delo l'sham klal. It's unusual for an ox to cause damage, and he should not be liable at all because he need not suspect that his ox will cause damage. However, Rachmanahu deknasa kihecha delanintere l'ture, the Torah penalized him in order to motivate him to provide better protection. The Gemara now returns to explain the statement of the Mishnah. V'hanizig v'amazig b'tashlumen. L'man da'am apalka nizke m'moina, hainu d'shayach nizik b'tashlumen. According to Rav Papa, the nizik indeed participates in the payment by not receiving the other half to which he is logically entitled. However, l'man da'am apalka nizke k'nasa, hashta d'labdi d'shakal b'tashlumen isa? According to Rav Huna, even the partial payment is a mere penalty, and he's logically not entitled to compensation at all. How does the nizik participate? The Gemara answers that this refers to p'chas nevela, the devaluation of the carcass from the time of the damage until the court case is decided. This loss is absorbed by the nizik. The Gemara tries to resolve the machlekes from a b'raisa. Ma bein tam lemu'ud, the difference between the payment of a tam and a mu'ud is the following. Sh'atam misham chatzi nezik megufay, u'mu'ud misham nezik shalom min aliyah. A tam is only liable for partial damages that do not exceed his worth, while lemu'ud pays full damages regardless of its worth. Now, if chatzi nezik is a penalty, the b'raisa should have listed another difference. Tam ein mishal mapi atzmai, mu'ud mishal mapi atzmai. One does not pay half damages based on his own admission of guilt, similar to all penalties, while one is liable for payment for a mu'ud even by his own admission. The Gemara answers tana v'shayer. The list is incomplete. For example, shayer chatzi kaifer. We also admitted the fact that a tam does not pay partial kaifer for killing a person. However, the Gemara rejoins lav shiruhu. Rabbi Yisai glili hidam a tam mishal chatzi kaifer. The b'raisa may reflect the opinion of Rabbi Yisai that a tam does pay chatzi kaifer. The Gemara brings another b'raisa as proof. Zeha klal, kala mishal miyisa masha hizik, eina mishal mapi atzmai. Any payment that exceeds the actual damages is a penalty and is not paid by one's own admission of guilt. The Gemara infers, ha pachis mi masha hizik mishalim. A payment of less than the value of the damages, such as palga niska, is paid based on one's own admission. This indicates palga nizka m'mayna. The Gemara answers that we may infer instead hakamasha hizik mishalim, that only a payment equal to the damage is a mamon, while a greater or lesser payment may be a penalty. However, the b'raisa did not simply say zeha klal kol she'in mishalim kemasha hizik, demashma pachas umashma yaiser, all greater or lesser payments are penalties, because ikka chatzi nezik tzrayris, dehachazik emir la demamaynehu. There is a lesser payment which is compensation, namely the halacha l'maisha mesina that one is liable for damages caused by tzrayris, a secondary force generated by the animal, such as a pebble dislodged while he walks. The Gemara rules, Hilchasa Paganiska Knasa, partial payment of a tam is a penalty. Therefore, Hai Kalba Da'achel Imre, Mishunu Da'achel Tarnagayla, if a dog eats a sheep or a cat eats a chicken, Mishunahu, Vale Megvinim Bebavel. It's unusual and therefore classified as Karen. And since it's a penalty, we do not judge these cases in Bavel where the judges do not have the necessary ordination. The Gemara explains, Hanamila Beravrevi, Ava Bezutri Urchehu. This only applies to large sheep and chickens. However, it is not unusual for them to eat small animals, and this would be classified as shein. However, compensation is possible. The itafis le mafkinim in a. If he seizes property as payment, we do not force him to return it. Furthermore, the iamar kavuli zimna da zilno la'arad Yisrael kavinale. He may demand that the defendant join him in traveling to Eretz Yisrael, where the case may be judged. V'iloy azlo misham tinale. And if the defendant does not go, he may be excommunicated. And regardless of his cooperation, he is excommunicated until he gets rid of the animal, as the Braisa states, Reb Nosson Eimer, it is forbidden to raise a wild dog, or to keep a defective ladder in one's home, as the Pasuk says, one must remove dangerous objects from his home.